Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Soraya. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. What about you?
I'm doing well. So I'm excited to talk to a friend of ours, Ronnie Barnett, today. We're going to be talking about an upcoming event that he's hosting.
Yes. For those of you in the Los Angeles area and all points near and far, on March 15th, there is going to be an event celebrating the life of Kim Shattuck. But also a fundraiser for ALS. And we absolutely, positively want to talk to Ronnie Barnett about this event, how it came together. And I mean, who doesn't love talking to Ronnie Barnett?
I do.
So let's call him. Hi, this is Soraya.
And this is Jeff.
Our podcast is called Paisley Stage Raspberry and Rhyme.
A podcast where the two of us play music that we like and share anecdotes and background about the tunes.
We hope you'll join our conversation. And without further ado, agrubiar.
Let's get groovy. Groovy. All right, let's add Mr. Ronnie. Whoa.
That's a very white sort of voice.
Hello.
I got a tingly downstairs.
We ain't talking about no love gun. We ain't talking about none of that today.
Yeah. That thing is potent. Grandchildren, Jesus Christ.
You don't understand that. See, like, now, please, no one email us if they got pregnant, thought about getting pregnant, had a tingly feeling downstairs because you heard that beautiful voice.
We are not responsible. Yeah. We are not going to be paying any child support for any kids that come out as a result of this podcast.
And I do mean pause.
It's about time we got sexy in here.
Oh, man. And you're the only one. You're the love doctor. Please.
Nice to see you guys.
It is.
Nice to be back.
Welcome back.
Yes. Thank you.
All right, Ronnie. So we're here for a really amazing cause, really. And we wanted to bring you on to talk about the event that's happening on March the 15th in celebration of Kim. So would you mind telling us what the event's called and where it's going to take place?
Yes. I guess the official name is, as I look at the poster, Celebrate the Life of Kim Shattuck, a show to benefit ALS Association Golden West Chapter. It's not the snappiest title, but there you go. That's the whole thing. And it's at the El Rey Theater on March 15th. It's a Sunday, but for all you old people, it starts at 3. Okay, it's not a Sunday night show. There were complaints. We announced the show, and people were like, I know, we announced this, like, benefit show, you know, celebrating Kim, and a few people were on there, oh, Sunday night, I'm out, you know.
Wow.
So, it should end about 9 o'clock, so. It's going to be a full day. We have 10 acts, 10 official acts, I'll put it that way. And, okay. Yeah, it's going to be a great day. We have a lot of Kim's, you know, favorites and friends and you know, some people are actually playing Muff songs. There might even be members of the Muffs playing some Muff songs. We'll see.
So speaking of that, we've seen on the official releases that you and Muff's drummer, Roy McDonald, you guys are going to be hosting the event.
We are hosting the event, so everyone submit jokes. I'm gonna need some material. We're hosting, so we're you know, that'll be interesting. It'll be good for people to see Roy on the mic. Roy is actually the funniest member of our band. I know it's hard to believe.
Wow.
So Roy, yeah, I'm looking forward to standing up there with Roy, and it's gonna be you know, alternately funny and emotional for us. I think about I think about aspects of the show we're going to have to cover, and I get emotional just thinking about it, you know. But, yeah, me and Warren will be there introducing acts and you know, maybe have some friends of ours on stage to tell stories and stuff beforehand, too. So, you know, don't worry, you're not going to hear us talk for 15 minutes straight between every band. But, yeah, we'll come on and do our best.
So speaking of the acts, we wanted to talk a little bit about that. Is each band going to get like a small set? I mean, there's a lot of bands. You mentioned 10 official acts. Is each band playing for what, 15, 20 minutes, a few songs each?
Yeah, it's about on average about 20 minutes each. The bigger bands are doing, you know, 25 minutes. You know, maybe they'll go slightly over, who knows. But yeah, it's a you know, with that many acts, it's got to be a tight kind of not set list, but you know what I'm saying, like it's a tight layout. And you know, some of these bands haven't performed in a while, so yeah, it's not going to be, you know, everyone's getting a fair shot here.
And just for anyone who hasn't seen the official poster, gone on the Muffs page, I mean, it's been circulating quite a bit. But here are the official, and Jeff, just a note to you, notice he said official. That means there are some unofficial ones. So don't worry, we're going to get that out of you, Ron.
Teaser, so, I know how to tease stuff. Go ahead.
Hell yes, you do. Hell yes, you do. So, officially on this bill, Red Cross, Veruca Salt, That Dog and Friends, Vicki Peterson, Kathy Valentine, The Coolies, Rob Zabrecki, The Pandoras, Kay Hanley, and Honey Chain. Now, I gotta ask, but I have two questions, but the first one is, are we gonna be able to hear and see you and Roy play, or are you guys strictly hosting and staying away from instruments?
Yeah, you know, it is a nice day today here in L.A. The weather's kind of nice.
Okay.
It's almost like summer today.
Duly noted, they are playing. Okay. Ronnie, we wanted to know, how did the idea come up? Was this something that you and Roy discussed? Was this something discussed with Kevin, Kim's spouse, or was this something you came up with on your own?
Actually, I am not going to take credit for this. Melanie... you know, from the Pandoras and the Coolies and the Muffs, Melanie Vammon and Hillary Burton from Honey Chain really put this together. They had got most of these acts to agree, and originally Hillary wanted to do it at the Viper Room, which because she has connections there, and so it was kind of booked there, and that's when they kind of told me about it, and I was like, if all these acts have agreed, we need to have it somewhere bigger for many reasons. First off, so more people can see it and you know, and it deserved a bigger stage. And so I brought our old friend Chris Fahey, who worked with us early on and has stayed working in the music business behind the scenes and produces things, and brought him on board, and he's the one that secured the El Rey, and the El Rey has donated the building. You know, expenses have to be paid, of course, employees and stuff, but and I got That Dog on the bill, so that's all I can really take credit for. Really, really, Melanie and Hillary and Chris Fahey are the ones behind the scenes here who did this, so I will not take credit. And I just want to say, because you mentioned the poster, I just want to talk about the poster for a second. Because the poster is done by a man named Shepard Ferry, who, if people don't know the name, they will know his work because he designed the famous Obama Hope poster. So the same guy who did Obama's portrait for that did a portrait of Kim, and he agreed. This is a good story. We Melanie's ex-husband and you know, one of my best friends, Larry Hardy, who does In the Red Records, kind of made that happen. In the Red is now distributing Henry Rollins' stuff. So Larry had mentioned it to Henry Rollins, who we don't know at all. And Henry said, hey, I'll ask Shepard if he'll do the poster. And so Henry Rollins made this happen.
Wow.
And I'd just like to thank him. And yeah, Shepard, I guess, has been touched by this horrible disease in his family. A relative of his passed away from it. And so he agreed. And yeah, there, he designed the poster. There's an edition of 350 signed by Shepard that'll be available at the show. All the proceeds go to ALS, of course. So really, we were just blown away that he did it and designed such a wonderful poster. So
that is so cool. And the poster is really amazing. And I think I've heard from Melanie that the posters should be going for about $75, I believe. Something
yeah,
like
I think
that.
It's $70. You know, his stuff doesn't come cheap, but it'll be a quality product. And he's very collectible for you. I'm not saying to buy it as an investment, but it's a, you know.
And all of the money from the sales are also going towards ALS, so that's part of it
too. All the merch that day, we're gonna have all the merch will be donated that day, and all the proceeds from the merch are going to the cause. So there'll be a real cross section of stuff. I actually had a guy that makes cigar box guitars get in touch with me from Wisconsin, saying he wanted to make one, and he did it. It looks really wonderful. So that'll be for sale amongst other stuff that everybody's donating. So
that is fabulous. This should be an amazing event. It's going to be tough emotionally, but it sounds like it'll be a celebration also.
Absolutely. I mean, first and foremost, it will be a celebration. We're not going to, you know, yeah. Like you and I said previously, there will be moments where we're going to tear up, but we're going to be celebrating Kim, and that's how Kim would want it too. She wouldn't want us to sit around crying.
So, Ronnie, can I talk about the bands real quick? We didn't want to take up too much time, but I just wanted to run through the bands. So, Red Cross.
Roy! You're going to get the nice, rough version of this next song. It's at the upper part of my range. Being a musician, noon is early morning.
There's a history between the Muffs and Red Cross, because I recall seeing some interviews long ago, early Muffs days, and Red Cross was peeking into the interview too. So you guys have some kind of relationship, right? Together?
Never heard of them, Jeff. Who?
Them bums.
No, Red Cross. Where do I start? I mean, Red Cross have been friends of ours from the beginning, but they were friends with Kim and Melanie, like from the old Pandora's days. A friend of ours, Dave Nasworthy, who was in a band called The Chemical People, had a house in Beverly Hills where he grew up, and he had a practice space behind the house. And this practice space, he would just let bands he liked practice there for free. And this space, there should be a documentary about this practice space. I mean, so back in the, you know, mid-80s, the Pandoras and Red Cross and All and L7, we all used to practice there. And so when we formed the Muffs, we continued to practice there. So, I mean, when I moved out here in 89 going out with Kim and knowing those guys, I ended up immediately falling in with the Red Cross crowd. So my initial friends here were people from that scene. And so we go way back with Jeff and Steve. And They were there at our very first show, January 25th, 1991 at the Shamrock. You know, Jeff and Steve were there. People from L7 were there. Paula, you know, the Pandoras were there. So we had a big crowd for our first show. Now, our second show, we had nobody there. But anyway, we go way back, and we've played together over the years. And yeah, those guys are close friends. And, you know, of course, Roy was in Red Cross in the 80s. And, you know, he was in them when they reformed a dozen years ago or whenever that was for a while. So, it's kind of a brother-sister band sort of thing, if you will. Yeah. So
that makes perfect sense. And there's a documentary in the works for Red Cross, and I believe that you were interviewed for that too. So there's definitely a connection.
It hasn't been made yet, so who knows if I'll make the cut. There's a documentary in the works, and it should be a good film. The director Andrew's a really good guy and knows what he's doing, and so
cool.
We love Red Cross. Yay. Yeah, we even one of our fondest memories was a small set of dates in Spain we did about 10 years ago. And we were on the bus. We're all on the same bus was the Muffs, Red Cross, and the Hoodoo Gurus. And we had a great time on the bus and doing the dates together. And it was just a wonderful memory for all involved. I will speak for everybody. So,
Jeffrey, can you imagine those three bands on a bus?
No.
Venues across Spain. Oh my!
Talk about party
and
bus.
Then on the bus, there was not a lot of sleep because we were up just talking all night too. And
that's exactly what I pictured.
And Jeff and Steve are like the coolest. You know, we all have the same sensibility, so we can just talk about anything and everything forever. So,
cool.
You guys should be a fly on the wall around us when we're. around each other, so yeah.
Cool. And then Veruca Salt. Leave me lying here, 'cause I don't want to go. Leave me lying here, 'cause I don't want to go. Leave me lying here, 'cause I don't want to go. Didn't the Muffs tour with Veruca Salt at one point? Or am I mistaken?
Yeah, no. We toured for a long time in 1995 with Veruca Salt, and right when our second album Blonder and Blonder came out, and we had never met them, but they were fans of our first record, and, you know, had never met us, didn't know anything about us, and we instantly became just close with them, and it was just, you know, all of our tours in the Muffs we never had a bad tour or a bad camaraderie with anybody, but Veruca Salt really bonded with, and that's not just because, you know, Kim and the drummer Jim went out for a while a few years afterwards, and, you know, we really just bonded as people and as acts. They would watch us every night and we'd watch them every night, and I get the chills just thinking about our relationship. So again, another brother sister camaraderie band with that band, and we just love them so much, and we actually played the El Rey with them when they came back 6 or 7 years ago, whenever that was, and
wow.
And yeah, we just love them so much, and you know, they all live in different cities. Well, a couple of them live in LA, but so it's just great. They haven't played in a year or so it's really wonderful that they're gonna get together and play too. Yeah, we much love there between us all.
That's so cool. And then That Dog.
Around the globe.
You mentioned that you brought them into the fold.
Yeah.
We're, well, again, old friends. Anna Warnker from That Dog is married to Steve McDonald from Red Cross. A lot of this is incestuous, I guess. And so we've known Anna for a long time. And in fact, Anna and Charlotte Caffey from the Go-Go's, who's married to Jeff McDonald from Red Cross, they had a label called 5 Foot Two, and they put out our Really, Really Happy album in 2004. So, we've known Anna for a long time. Love That Dog. Love Anna's solo material. Anna's one of the great songwriters, I think. I don't want to put too much pressure on them, but I think That Dog is going to be the group that's going to really have a special set that night, and some tears are going to flow during that set too. I can tell you that. And so, yeah, really happy to bring them on board. The End of Friends, who knows what that means, but it's going to be special. So,
Yeah, that'll be interesting. I know that they played recently. They did a show in LA and a show in New York, and I think there was a couple people that showed up for that. Some comedians that we'll see if they show up. I'm gonna just leave it at that. So,
Also, Anna dedicated a song at both of those shows to Kim, and it's a song called "Old LP." It's the title track on their record that came out last year, their first record in 20 years or something, which I highly recommend. And if you haven't heard that song, in that context, it will make you cry.
So, wow.
Yeah. Really wonderful moment. And talking to Anna, she was like, I wish we could have toured longer just so I could have made that dedication and played that song for Kim. So we love Anna. And Rachel and Tony and everybody else. So.
And then you have Vicki Peterson from the Bengals.
I don't think about us when I'm sleeping. It doesn't even cross my dream like mine. I don't think I see your face through the curtains. I don't even miss you half the time. Over when it rains, that's when I remember. That's when I
She's doing a solo set?
Yeah, have you guys heard of her?
Yeah, we have heard of her.
Vicky agreed to play a solo set, which is amazing. We you know, Vicky is, I think, only done a couple of solo sets in years past. And one of them was playing with the Muffs at the Rhino pop-up store. God, I don't know when that was, 10 years ago now, years ago. So yeah, Vicky is doing a special solo set. So that's special in itself, as you guys know. So
yeah,
we love Vicky, and that's gonna be great. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't have to tell you guys how wonderful Vicki Peterson is.
Yeah, we're definite fans.
Yeah.
And then Kathy Valentine.
Yeah, you lost restraint. You're a spider caught in your own web. What
think she recently recorded some solo material. So for those who don't know, she's the bass player from the Go-Go's. So I imagine she's going to be playing some songs from her new release. And she just recently wrote a book as well. So she's doing a book tour as well.
Yeah, she. I think she's on the bill to plug the book, really.
Okay.
Just kidding. just kidding. Kathy, I consider a friend, though. I have not met her in person, so that'll be interesting. But yeah, Kathy and Kim kind of bonded. They did a show together. There was a band formed for, and I should really know what the cause was, but this band involved Kathy and Kim and Danita from L7 and Patty Schimmel from Hall and other people I'm forgetting, but it was some cause. They did some project up in Seattle, and they all flew there, and Kathy and Kim bonded, so I think Hillary thought of asking Kathy to do it, and Kathy agreed, so that'll be special. Yeah, I mean, Kathy's had a band called the Blue Bonnets for a few years, and she has done, solo stuff, but yeah, that's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing Kathy and meeting her and giving her a big hug and thanking her for doing the benefit. So, we got a Go-Go solo and a Bangle solo. So
very cool.
Yeah, not to compare those bands. I'm sure they hate being in the mentioned in the same sentence all the time. But
yeah,
sorry, girls. Yeah.
And then the Coolies, who we mentioned earlier. That was a project that Kim was involved with after she was diagnosed. And then they recently put out the EP. So they're going to be playing, and Kim was the singer in the band. So I've heard that Annette Zelenskis, who we also know a little bit, from the Bangles, that she's going to be taking on some of the vocal duties.
Yeah, the Coolings was a thing that Kim kind of hatched with Melanie and our friend Paul Myra. Palmyra Del Ran, she's a DJ in Little Steven's Underground Garage and has been in bands. She's in a band called the Frigs in the 90s, and she's done a lot of solo stuff in recent years. But she's a longtime friend, too. We met Palmyra at our very first East Coast Muff show, and she was at every one since. And Palmyra is someone I can call on the phone and is, there, and she's real, and she's hilarious so yeah, they kind of formed that project. Kim gave them some of her demos to work on, and they put out that Coolies record, and Kim the song Kim sang were obviously demos from when she was well. A couple of them, one of them goes way back to like 06.
Wow.
And so they're from all over the place.
And then Roy's gonna be drumming.
Roy's playing drums, yeah. So, Roy's credited with drums on the record, but basically Roy's drums on the record. Kim was really good at making demos and using, we used to call it Frankensteining his parts. She would take drum parts from other songs and finagle them into these new drum parts for these demos of hers. So,
wow.
So Roy's drumming on the Coolies records are basically, Frankenstein parts from other songs. But
he was
won't be that way at the gig. He'll be playing live with the Coolies. So
he was drumming on the EP, not even knowing that he was doing anything.
exactly. So
all right. So couple more bands. What do we have left, Soraya?
Rob Zabrecki, The Pandoras, Kay Hanley, and Honey Chain.
So Rob from Possum Dixon, right?
Rob was in a band called Possum Dixon, but after that band broke up, Rob turned a corner and went into the world of magic.
That's right.
So Rob has become a successful magician.
Would you to relax and I get to close your eyes. I'll tell you when to open them, okay? Do that right now. Keep those closed and just relax. You. I want you to close your eyes. I want you to think of yesterday. I'll tell you when to open your eyes. Okay, good. And you. I like the tension with you. This is working. Good. I want you to keep that tension going. Close your eyes. Keep that tension alive. Listen to my footsteps. I'm stepping back. Oh, spirit of the night, attend me. Gary, okay, here we go. Gary, if you're here tonight, give us a sign, give us something to let us know that you're here. Anything will do. Okay. Gary, I want you to touch one of these people. On the count of three, if you feel something, you will open your eyes. One, two.
He headlines all the rooms at the Magic Castle. Rob is one of my closest friends. This is going to be a magic set in the midst of all this music.
Yeah, yes. So, yes.
Everyone is really going to like that. Rob is really great. He's got his character, if you will, is very engaging and very fun and very magical. And yeah, Rob, I'm really proud of him. He travels the world. He lectures. He performs all over the world as a magician.
Amazing.
He wrote a book last year, which I highly recommend to everybody too. It's about his music years, basically, with a little magic in there, but highly recommend that book. And yeah, we're really happy to have Rob on the bill.
I'm so glad to hear he's doing a magic set. I've never seen him in person, but some of the YouTube videos are really cool of some of the stuff that he does. Really amazing stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really glad to hear that he's going to be doing that. So then the Pandoras are on here somehow. Two singers, Paula Pierce and of course Kim, are no longer with us. Is it going to be an instrumental set, or what's happening here? They're singers.
No, that's a good question. I don't know how much I don't know how much I should give away or if they want me to, but
okay.
I will say that
it's not going to be instrumentals. Can you tell us that?
It's not going to be instrumentals.
Okay. Okay.
One of them who's been in the band will be up front singing and playing guitar, and another Pandora will be, I will say, all they will all be Pandoras on stage.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Excellent. Very cool.
I don't want to get in trouble with the Pandoras.
Okay, fair enough.
Nobody wants that.
We don't either.
I don't want to bear the wrath, but
no.
I'll let that be a surprise, but it will be all Pandoras on stage.
Very good.
Yeah.
Then Kay Hanley.
You guys are insane. We'd like to entertain you with a few numbers from the soundtrack, if you don't mind.
Don't you wanna come?
Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo. Kay is another one like Kathy. I have not met Kay in person, or if I did, it was a long time ago, and I'm sorry, Kay, if I forgot. But we've remained friendly and message each other sometimes. And Kay, I consider a good friend of the band, too. Her and Letters to Cleo always have been very nice and not shy about lavishing praise on the Muffs. And I have a good story about Kay and Kim, actually. Amongst other things, like Letters to Cleo, Kay has worked in the business, and Kay is the voice of the singing voice of the movie Josie and the Pussycats, if you remember that film from
what?
15 years ago or something. Yeah, it's Kay's voice. But a lot of people might not know Kim actually went on an audition for that part herself. And it was with the music producer was Babyface. This story is, like so many, is pure Kim. Kim had no ego about basically anything. So Kim did her audition, sang stuff, screamed. Babyface really liked her scream. And that movie ends with a scream that sounds a little like Kim, I want to say here. But anyway, at the end of Kim's audition, they're kind of like talking. Kim's like, "So who else auditioned?" And Babyface is like, "Well, I have Kay Hanley coming in." And Kim said, "Oh my God, you should hire her. She'll be perfect for this." Kim.
Wow.
Kim, yeah, no ego at all. Didn't care about stuff, you know, just really, she meant that. And they did indeed hire Kay. So,
Worst?
Yeah, so Kay is a good friend of the band, and we're really happy to have her on the bill too.
Worst job interview skills ever. Hire the other person. Hire the other person.
Think
about that for a second, though. We almost had Kim Shattuck as the voice of Josie and the Pussycats. Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, that makes me think of another story, which I'll tell real quickly. When before the Muffs, Kim was kind of doing extra work sometimes, and she did extra work for that movie Romy and Michelle's Wedding, which everybody's gonna know, right? So
yeah,
they liked Kim so much they gave her a two scene part. Okay, so the scene was at the beginning. Romy and Michelle go to the reunion, right? They're standing there, and Kim in character went up to them and go with a guy with a mullet and said, "Oh my God, I can't believe you're here. Can I borrow a condom?" And Michelle look at each other and go like, "Ew, borrow, blah, blah, blah." So the next scene was Kim and the guy burst out of a bathroom stall when Romy and Michelle are in the bathroom. And she says, "We're in love." Okay, so me and Kim were a couple at the time. We thought Kim was in the movie. We got invited to the screening premiere at Disney Studios. We get there. We watched the movie. And Kim's cut out of the film, right? And again, to prove Kim's selfless ego, I'm all like bummed out. I'm like, "Oh my God!" And I'm like, "Kim, I'm so sorry. You're cut from the movie." And Kim's like, "Oh God, I'm good. I would never go out with a guy with a mullet. I'm not in the movie." Yeah. So.
Wow.
Again, pure Kim and Soraya. We almost got Kim and Romy and Michelle's Wedding, and how great would that have been? But
never seen that movie, and now I don't need to see it.
It's hilarious. It's so,
again, pure Kim.
Love it.
Great stories.
And last but not least, Honey Chain.
Yeah.
Honey Chain. So Honey Chain is a band from LA led by Hillary Burton, who drummed in that later lineup of the Pandoras that Kim was fronting. But she's an old friend. Kim produced the Honey Chain album. Hillary was a good close friend of Kim's. And, helped, put this thing together with Melanie and Chris. So only fitting that Honey Chain's going to open the bill. So,
okay.
And there might be I know me and Roy are, introducing everybody, but we might not be introducing Honey Chain, and there might be a special guest introducing Honey Chain. I'll just put it at that. Yeah. A special guest who might be a legend of LA radio.
So
we might have had a documentary made about him. And anyway, I'll leave it at that.
So
I got it.
So Soraya, yeah. This is a very mysterious man that we're talking to.
Ronnie Barnett gives away no secrets.
No,
damn
no.
Him. Damn.
Trust him. Me.
Let me tell you. First of all, I love seeing this lineup, this official lineup, and hearing all the stories of the connections, not just to the band, but also to Kim, and how this is really an afternoon for friends to get together, celebrate, and play some kick-ass music. And the El Rey seems like a perfect place. And I'm sorry, folks, listening. If you live in the L.A. area or can travel to the L.A. area on March 15th, it's an all-ages show. Doors open at 2. What Ronnie, you said, go until 9 o'clock. Listen to that list. $50 a ticket. That is a bargain. Bargain. When, I don't know, does it cost $50 to at least go see one of these people somewhere? Right?
And I just want to say all that money goes to the ALS chapter as well. That's
absolutely.
No one's getting paid with that ticket price, so.
And that's even better because, as Ronnie mentioned, all the merch from that day, all those proceeds go to ALS. This is an amazing fundraiser. And who better to celebrate than the one and only Kim Shattuck? You know, a great person and an amazing musician and just a fantastic human being. So this is a good afternoon and a great cause. And I'm so glad this is coming together.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast. So,
and as of the recording, as we're recording, tickets are still, there are still some tickets available. So,
I know people say that as a sales pitch, but I think it really is close to being sold out at this point. So
if you're interested, best choice would be to go through the El Rey website, which is all one word, theelrey.com. And, select Celebrate the Life of Kim Shattuck, Create a World Without ALS. You'll see her big, beautiful face on it. And buy a ticket. This is a great afternoon. And I don't know, Ronnie was a little shady about not telling us all the unofficial acts, but he definitely can tease a show.
Who knows what'll pop up before then, too? Who knows? The other stuff. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know, Ronnie. You can steal it.
I don't know.
All right.
We'll have to see, yeah.
All right.
We'll do the follow-up show afterwards.
For sure.
We'd love that even better. Oh, man. All right.
Awesome.
All right, Ronnie. Well, we appreciate you taking a little bit of time to walk through this with us. We're very excited for this. It's awful that we have to celebrate her life, that it's gone, but it sounds like this is a good way, and it sounds like a way that she would like...
Yeah.
To be remembered with friends, and we just thank you for taking a little bit of time to talk through it with us.
No, thanks for having me. And there was not like a public memorial after Kim went away. So this is, she had two private funerals. So only Kim could have two funerals, by the way. So this is like the first, kind of like a public thing. And yeah, a lot of friends are flying in from, France, all over the country. Yeah. So it's going to be overwhelming in a good way. So
beautiful.
Looking forward to seeing everybody.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to seeing you on stage and whoever else shows up. So.
All right. So.
All I want to know is if Rob Zabrecki's going to make Ronnie disappear. He'll make Ronnie we'll disappear, and then Roy will be standing in his place.
We'll have to see. I might have Roy just do everything. Since he's agreed to do this, I may as well like milk that. Take the burden off myself.
No.
We'll just see Ronnie in the lobby having a cocktail. Enjoy.
Exactly.
Yeah. It'll be good.
I'll watch the show with you guys. Yeah.
Perfect. Jeff's buying, so it's not a problem.
Fair enough.
All right, y'all.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Ronnie. We'll talk to you later. Okay.
Okay.
Bye. Soraya, you mentioned that you could get tickets through the El Rey site. I also saw that you can also get tickets through AXS.com. If you go to that site as well, there's also tickets available there. So there's a couple different ways to go. So again, the event is being held at the El Rey Theater, which is located at 5515 Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles on March 15th of this year, 2020. Doors are at 2. It sounds like the event starts at 3.
And then Ronnie said it should go until about 9. It is a Sunday, but once again, it is an all-ages event. So, you know, it really is open to one and all. And if you're a fan of music, if you're a fan of Kim Shattuck, if you're a fan of the Muffs, this is a great place to be. And just come together in the spirit of Kim Shattuck. Yeah.
I can't wait.
And I want to get my hands on one of those posters.
Yeah, for sure.
I saw it's a really cool poster.
It is.
And it's done by Shepard Fairey, one of my favorite street artists ever. But
Soraya, is he the one that does the Andre the Giant?
That's him.
That's him as well, right? Yeah, that's what I thought.
The Obey.
Yes, exactly. That's him. Yeah. Yeah, so, and all the money goes towards ALS. So I love that all the merch is being donated for that purpose too. So
absolutely. And, you know, the 10 official acts all have a personal connection to Kim or to the band. And I think that's just, it's very fitting. Very fitting. It's a lot of friends coming together to celebrate her and to raise money for an amazing cause. Yeah. Anyways, March the 15th, find yourself there. Get a ticket. Worth it.
Yes. Couple weeks
and
away.
And on that note, let's just leave it be. Gente agrubiado.
Groove on, Paisley people.
Hello.
Hi, I wanted to know where the Muffs met.
At Pink's. No, we met at Pink's hot dog stand. And
we met at an adult bookstore, didn't we? That's how we got their name. No.
I don't know. I don't remember.
And Steve and Jeff met coming out of the womb. Out of the womb, because they're brothers. Where else do you guys plan around, other than when you're playing at the Hop?
We're just playing. We're doing a Pacific Northwest tour.
So you can go to Seattle.
So are we.
When are you guys going? Yeah.
We're after the Muffs. Then we'll be off to the north. Then we're going back to England to play a huge festival with the Cult.
All right.
You Which guys one? Rule over the Cult. A million
Which one?
Times.
The Scientologists or the Hare Krishnas?
Those ones.
Oh, anyway.
Pick a cult.
Okay. We've got to watch more videos. Coming up after these words. Oh, actually, first, caller number 29 to 714-977-KDSD gets tickets to see Teenage Fan Club at the Ventura Theater on the 23rd. Coming up after these words, you will see Red Cross 1976 for Terror in Los Alamitos. Drama-rama, what are we going to do? And you're going to see Nirvana Come As You Are. And also, I have to say happy birthday to Michelle Arias, whose birthday is tomorrow, because if I don't, she's in the studio and she'll kill me. And we're also talking about how Ronnie, get a shot of Ronnie, looks like Waldo.
Where's Waldo?
Yeah, just like Waldo. Okay, we can watch these commercials and these videos, and we'll be back in a few.